Sterno at last to fight. He's out on his feet. Instigator's emerged. Britannica's back near the inside. Instigator, Stern Idol. Stern Idol fights. Instigator, Stern Idol. The big boy's fighting like a lion. Stern Idol all the way. Brave. Won the Briley and Nick to Instigator.
Dex head straight after the race. It was like the Cox Plate of jumps racing, and it was. The pressure was on from the start. You know, they went out, rightly so, to try and beat him, and he was just too strong. He carried a massive weight, and I actually thought that they had him, but Willie, he's got himself very fit. Deck and the team have got the horse very fit, I thought they were going to do us actually, but it was phenomenal.
That was Kieran Maher's fifth Briley, and for jockey Willie McCarthy, who guided the $1.40 favourite, who carried 73 kilos to victory. No doubt it was a very special win. I thought he might have been gone on the point of the turn. I wonder what Willie thought, and he joins us this morning. Congratulations, Willie. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. Thanks for having me on. I'm very good. Just on my way back to Warrnambool today. Really good.
What did you think coming to the corner? Were you confident that he was going to be able to outlast Instigator?
Look, it was a very high tempo race all the way through, so I did feel something was going to come and challenge me after the last. I didn't think there was going to be two different stages come and challenge me, and the big horse showed a lot of heart yesterday.
Did he ever feel beaten? I know Kieran Maher said in his post-race interview that he thought he was gone. I think us watching on, we thought he was gone, but then he lifted. Did you ever think for a moment there that he was going to get rolled, or did you always sense and feel like he had an extra kick in him?
To be honest with you, 100 metres from home, I thought the one on the outside was maybe going to come over the top, but he dug in real deep for me, and he showed a lot of heart, like I said.
What's he like to ride, Willie? Because he's such a big, bold, free-going horse. Around this Warrnambool circuit, what is he like to be in control of?
Oh, look, he's an amazing horse to sit on. I'm blessed to throw my saddle across him. I've ridden a lot of good horses over the years, but he's at the top for sure. He's the best I've ridden. He's an amazing horse to ride. He's a huge, big, giant stride on him, but he's very nimble at his jumps. He's not always the big extravagant jumper that you think when you see a horse that's 17-3. He's well able to shorten into a fence when he needs to. And yesterday we had to really use his jumping, and there was a lot of long ones there, but we needed to keep going, and the pressure was on all the way. So he really answered every call when I asked him. And the way he fought at the finish, mate, I was very proud of him.
Did he feel even better equipped yesterday to handling the course and I guess certain situations than what he has previously? Do you feel like he's still growing and getting better?
Yeah, look, I know there was a bit of speculation beforehand that he didn't handle Warrnambool from his running the Grand Annual last year, but I was very confident with him. When he won a pack on him, he won over 3,500 metres, and there was just 10 jumps in the race, and I feel that his jumping is one of his biggest assets. Certainly showed that yesterday, and with the 34.50 and I think it was 19 or 20 jumps we jumped yesterday, I just felt very confident in the race that he was going to be putting them under pressure with the jumping, and he turned the corners real well. He did a great job.
Could you hear the crowd up the straight, Willie? Because it was one of those special moments where everyone was cheering.
Yeah, look, it was amazing feeling. Watching some of the videos back after as well to see the celebrations in the parade ring with the people involved. It was an amazing feeling. Next to hair stand in the back here, Nick Michael.
You obviously work very closely with Kieran and Declan Maher. What is it about Kieran and Deck that has this special affinity with their jumpers as well?
Well, I suppose if you're looking for Aussie guys that are half Irish, they're as close as you get. So I really feel like a part of the family with them. They're phenomenal horsemen. Every cloud has a silver lining. And my path here to Australia was a bit of a cloud when I left America with a broken neck. And certainly has been a silver lining coming to join these guys. We've had a great relationship, and you know, I'm loving working with them, and I'm getting to ride really good horses. So you know, it's been the best part of my career for sure.
Well, it was a very special victory there yesterday, and it was one of the great Brileys. There's no doubt about that. So how far out of Warrnambool are you this morning, Willie? Because it's looking like it's going to be an absolutely cracking day too. It's a gorgeous morning here at the Bull.
Yeah, I was in Ballarat this morning riding some for Kieran at Ballarat, and we just got on the road down to Warrnambool here now. So, yeah, it should be a good day down there again today. It was a nice day yesterday. The ground were all pretty fair. I thought it dried through the day. And, yeah, hopefully they got some water on it last night, and I think it'll be playing pretty fair today again.
Actually, can you just confirm about Stern Idol? You've obviously taken the ride on Thursday in the Grand Annual on Bud Fox. So there was some talk, would Stern Idol back up on Thursday? What's your understanding?
I haven't heard, to be honest with you. That'll be Kieran's decision. And, yeah, if we need to make any changes, we'll have to do that. But, yeah, at the moment, I haven't heard anything. But I dare say the first four home in the Briley yesterday, if you notice, when they galloped out past the line, the other three were pulled up nearly 50 metres after the line. They all ran very big races, and they left it all out on the track. So I think getting backing up into the Briley would be a tough call.
What do you make of your
into the Grand Annual? Sorry.
What do you make of your rides today, Willie? Hopefully, you can keep the winning run continuing on day two. You've got two rides: the Ratlin Bog in race four, there for Aaron Purcell. Is he going well enough to cause a bit of a mini upset in race four today?
Yeah, I hope so. I won a couple of harder races on him last year. Definitely likes a wet track, so I mean that would be the negative today. It's not going to be heavy, but it's a winnable start of a race, I think, for sure. He's a decent horse, and he's had a trial, a couple of trials around the hill there. He's been around the course, so I think he'll be thereabouts at the business side of things.
What about in race six today? You've also got the Mighty Spa there for Mark Walker, who had a victory yesterday as well with leaderboard. What do you make of your second ride this afternoon?
Yeah, I like the horse. Had a good feel of him in Pakenham. Definitely will improve for the race at Pakenham. And, yeah, he wasn't far away on that day. So if there's improvement, I mean, they're made and improved a fair bit from Pakenham leaderboards. He improved a lot into yesterday's race. So if the Mighty Spar shows a similar sort of improvement, I think he'd be bang there, hopefully.
Well, congratulations, Willie, on the Briley win yesterday. Just a quick one on Bud Fox as well. Your ride in the Grand Annual. We spoke to Henry Dwyer yesterday, and he's got a little air of confidence about Bud Fox. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I definitely hear that. He's a lightly raced jumper. Definitely on the improve. Had a nice win at Pakenham. Didn't have to do a whole pile to win. And I think he'll definitely see out the trip well, which is what you want for a Grand Annual. He's a nimble jumper. And, yeah, I'm feeling pretty confident for him to be in the shake-up of things at the end.
Do all of you ex-Irish jumps jockeys get together and just say how much you're ruling the world? Declan Bates and Johnny Allen and yourself?
Yeah, no, it's a good place, Australia, a good land of opportunity here. And, yeah, no, it's nice to be part of the whole thing.
Well done, Willie. Congratulations on a stirring win yesterday in the Briley. Good luck today.
Thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Willie McCarthy.